The government has just made an important change to the additional buyer's stamp duty or ABSD rules and the lifting of the 15 months debarment period for private property owners. Here, if you own an older condominium, you should pay attention to this. From 29 July 2026, property developers undertaking very large on-block project will be given more time to complete and sell their new units. Plus, the removal of the 15 months wait-up period for private property owners. So, why is this important to owners staying in older condominium, especially those that have on-block potential? Today, developers buying residential land are subjected to 40% ABSD, 5% is non-remittable, while the remaining 35% can be remitted if they meet the required development and sales timeline. Previously, large on-block projects could receive some extension, but the government is now going even further. For the last site, producing between 700 and 1,399 new homes, the completion and sales deadline will be extended from 5.5 years to 6 years. For mega site producing at least 1,400 homes, developers will have up to 7 years instead of the 5.5 years. And there is one very important condition. The redevelopment must produce at least 1.5 times the number of residential units in the existing development. So, this is clearly targeted at large-scale redevelopment rather than the typical small condominium collective sale. Older condos like Neptune Court, Laguna Park, Bradleview to Pine Grove stand to benefit. Now, what does this mean for the on-block market? In my opinion, this is positive news for large, older estate. This could therefore encourage developers to take a serious look at large, aging condominium estate that previously are risky or complicated. And this could have a knock-on effect on collective sale prices. If more developers become willing to bid for large sites, competition between developers could increase. That could potentially give owners more bargaining power and improve the chance of a successful on-block sale. After all, there are tons of money to be made selling 1,000 new condos. Just imagine if the developer can make just 200,000 from each apartment. This means their profit margin is easily 200 million. Super big one. The lifting of the 15 months waiting period for private property owners who want to purchase an HDB flat of any type is certainly a welcome move. Why is this significant? Because many of the owners living in older condominiums are seniors. Over the years, one of the major obstacles faced by many older condominiums trying to do en bloc has been securing the required 80% consensus for a collective sale. And one of the reasons is quite understandable. Many elderly owners simply do not want the hassle of moving house twice. First, when their condo is sold collectively, and then again when they eventually have to move into another property. With the removal of this 15 months waiting period, this owner now have more flexibility and potentially a greater incentive to support a collective sale. So, for owners of older properties with on-block potential, this is certainly encouraging news. And there could be another important piece of this jigsaw puzzle coming together. As announced by Ministry of Law back in November 2025, they are reviewing the collective sale regime. The last major review was carried out back in 2010, which means it has been around 16 years since the regulation was seriously revisited. If the collective sale rules are also adjusted to make the process more practical and workable, we could potentially see even more older development being rejuvenated through a collective sale. Here, I got a feeling for older projects, the consensus required will be lower to 70% if the development is more than 50 years old. Put this development all together, and the direction seems quite clear. The government appears to be encouraging more redevelopment and rejuvenation of older properties. Better lah, before we touch their GCB for more housing. So, if you are looking at an older condo with an on-block potential as an investment, the big question is this the right time to get in, or have you already missed the boat? And most importantly, what exactly should you be looking out for when identifying a property with on-block potential? That's where things get really interesting.